الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتليتم اهتديتم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رواية الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير قرني ثم قرن أمتي ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فكان الله أن يأخذه فيوشك أن يأخذه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين respected علماء کرام beloved brothers الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a sharia that is completely perfect has blessed us with a deen the way of life deen of Islam that he himself has perfected. This is our good fortune and this is something that we should reflect on at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a system, has given us a way of life, has given us a code of life. He has given us principles and guidelines how to lead our lives. We are not lost. We are not a lost ummah. We are not an ummah that is not guided. We are not an ummah that has been not been shown the right path. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sending Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and sending to us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the Holy Quran, the Ahadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter has ensured that the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Quran is intact and the teachings are there for us till the day of judgment, insha'Allah. So for us, we have a Sharia, a code of laws, we have a Sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So we should follow the laws of Allah like shown to us in the Holy Quran, which is the Sharia extracted from the Quran and Hadith, and we should follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When these two things are our guiding lights, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that you will never go astray. I have left you two things, لَن تَدِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. Two things I have left in your midst, you will never go astray if you hold fast to it. One is the Kitabullah and one is my Sunnah. So the Kitabullah, that is from where the Sharia is extracted. The Sharia, the laws of Sharia are extracted from the Kitabullah, from the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have the Sunnah and we have the Sharia. This is the criteria of right and wrong. This is the criteria of good and bad. This is the criteria of that which is virtuous and that which is a vice. The Sharia and the Sunnah. If it is conforming, whatever action, whatever function, whatever notion conforms to the Sharia, conforms to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever it may be, maybe in America, maybe in China, maybe in Pakistan, maybe here in this country, if it conforms to the Sharia, it's acceptable. And if it doesn't conform to the Sharia, then it's not acceptable. Why? Because that is the standard. That is the standard by which we go to, in order to accept or reject anything, in order to endorse something or edit. To reject something, we look at the Sharia. If the Sharia, it conforms to the Sharia, it's acceptable. Doesn't conform to the Sharia, it is not acceptable. And this is the general rule over the centuries. Over the centuries. And this is irrespective of place, irrespective of time, irrespective of people, irrespective of occasions. If it conforms to the Sharia at any time, any way, it is acceptable. And if it goes against the Sharia, then it is rejected. If it is done by any person, learned person, person that is not learned, person that knows, person that does not know, carries out some action, if it conforms to the Sharia, acceptable. Otherwise, not acceptable. So this is not restricted to time, place, occasion, whatever the occasion may be, a very good occasion, Islamic occasion, but the actions that are carried out there does not conform to the Sharia, they are rejected. And today, unfortunately, we find that this is becoming more common now. These are all the signs of Qiyamah we had mentioned with the going away of ulama, going away of people of knowledge. Inna Allah yarfa'u ilm biqabzil ulama. Ilm will go away. Allah Ta'ala will take it away by taking away the ulama-i kiram. great ulama ikram are living in this world, and we find that great fitnas are also starting in this ummah. Similarly, we find among the signs of Qiyamah will be that yazharul ilm, yazharul jahl, wa yurfa'ul ilm. The jahl and ignorance will become rampant and will be found everywhere. And wa yurfa'ul ilm, and ilm will be taken away, knowledge will be taken away. That is why in such circumstances, where knowledge is taken away and ignorance becomes rife, ignorance becomes the order of the day, ignorance becomes the custom, ignorance becomes the way of life, ignorance becomes the style that the person will conduct all the occasions and conventions and etc. will be based on ignorance. Why? There is no knowledge. And there is no knowledge, true knowledge, there is no sound guidance. And where there is no guidance and some occasions take place without the guidance of the Sharia and Sunnah, then we find people going astray. So today this has become very common. This has become very, very common. One side we have the Sharia, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, in its pristine purity, has preserved it for us. In the way of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till now, we have it all preserved for us, and everything is clear cut. All the do's and don'ts, all the regulations, all the injunctions regarding different aspects of our life are mentioned in the Sharia. And they are clear cut and understood by one and all. Then we have the other ways of shayateen, the other ways of the modernists, the other ways of the deviant groups, the other ways of the firqa batila. We have all those ways that we are surrounded by. And in some occasion we find that these people are now infiltrating in the way of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And good people are getting caught up in their ways, in the fancy names that are used, and in the slogans that are used, and the good intentions they express. Only Allah knows the sincerity of intentions. But when the methodology is wrong and goes against the Sharia, then we cannot entertain that even for a moment. Intentions are sincere. One people that came to one great pious purple person those days, I remember many, many decades ago, and when they were told and reprimanded that what you are doing is not correct, what you are doing is not proper, because the methodology was not conforming to the Sharia and the Sunnah. It was not conforming. Whether it is done myself or by you, Allah Ta'ala protect us, does not conform to the Sharia, is rejected. So when this was brought to the notice, they came to this very, very pious person here, and they began to intercede and express to him. They said, but Hazrat, you know, our intentions are very sincere. Our intentions are very sincere. Other words, we are sincere in our intentions. We are sincere in our intentions. The methodology, the ways that we are adopting, the strategy that we are adopting goes against the Sharia. So Hazrat explained to them that if you are very, very sincere and you take the petrol and put it in the water tank, and take the water and put it in the petrol tank, will your car move? You are absolutely sincere. You are sincere with the sincerity. You have to adopt the right method. You have to adopt the right methodology. You have to get the proper means. You have to take the proper strategy to get to the result and get to the ends. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Person that intends the akhirat, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and he makes an effort that conforms to that intention of his. Person intends to go to Johannesburg and takes the highway to Cape Town. He will not reach there. Why? Your intention is something, but your action is something. So here the intention is sincere, but together with that the action also should follow up and should conform to it in order to get the desired effect. So similarly here, person intends the Sirat al-Mustaqim, makes dua for it every day, then we should follow those people that are upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. And those are who? Allah Ta'ala defines them. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. These are the groups that are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We make dua for Sirat al-Mustaqim and we follow their lifestyle of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada. Then inshallah, hopefully we'll be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we take a different direction, we're asking for something and our direction is different, then it is not accepted. So as I told them that if your intentions are sincere, but with that the effort does not conform to that, then you will not get the desired result. So this is what is happening today. Only Allah knows best what the intentions are. But we find the name of Islam, many, many things are taking place. The name of Islam. First it used to be Muslim. When the name Muslim used to appear, everybody used to feel that this will conform to the Sharia. Because this is a Muslim. You don't expect anything from a Muslim except Islam, except the way of life, except the Sharia, except the Sunnah. You don't expect anything else from a Muslim. But we find that Allah Ta'ala forgive us and guide us. We find that the Muslims also have taken different ways. And different Islam, we find. People are following different Islams. And we find the person says, Muslim, it's not guaranteed that that will be conforming to the Sharia, conforming to the Sunnah, even if it is Muslim. Then we find another term is coined in our society, Islamic. Islamic or Sharia compliant. Sharia compliant and Islamic means what? Means whatever activity is taking place there, whether it is an Islamic school, whether it's Islamic fair, whether it's Islamic function or convention, whether whatever it is called, the name of Islam, it means, it gives the meaning that whatever is going to be carried out there will be conforming to the Sharia, will be conforming to Islam, and will be conforming to the Sunnah. Because that is the Sharia, that is Islam. Islam is the Sharia and Sunnah. But unfortunately, what happens today, the names are given, slogans are there, Islamic function, Islamic souk, Islamic school, Islamic convention. But the activities that are taking place there are in flagrant violation of the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This previously may be done on a very small level, very small scale. People did it somewhere, and also that is also wrong. We do not endorse it or do not sanction it, but when it is done openly, when it is done openly and boldly, people advertise such functions, and we find all such practices are filled up there that are un-Islamic. Un-Islamic. For example, the intermingling of sexes, an un-Islamic thing that never happened from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not sanctioned by anyone. Not sanctioned. In fact, in the strongest terms, we find the Quran Park tells us, sends the males and females to control the gazes. Tells them, as far as the Azwaj and Mutahharat are concerned, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. Obtain a veil between who? Between the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram, Duanullahi Ajma'in, maintaining and giving us and explaining to us that there has to be a veil between the male and the female. Open violation of the laws of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting, and at the time of Hajjatul Wada, has his cousin Fazl bin Abbas behind him, and we are in the ihram. They're in the ihram, and you know when a person is in ihram, in those Mubarak days, in these Mubarak places, Mubarak zaman of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what must be the level of taqwa and piety and Allah consciousness on that occasion, we cannot even fathom. But we find even an occasion like that, when Hazrat Usul Park sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting on the camel, and we find Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is behind him, one lady comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, she must have been also in ihram, because these are the places of Hajj. And she asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question. An accidental gaze of Hazrat Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu falls onto this lady. An accidental gaze, as I mentioned, take into cognizance the surroundings there, the occasion, the people, the period, etc. But even on that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not accept or allow that accidental gaze also to remain on Hazrat Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, but he puts his hand on Fazl bin Abbas and he moves his head to a different direction. That even in this condition, sitting next to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the state of ihram, at the time of Hajj, accidentally your gaze falls there, this is not permissible for you and not right for you. Why? This can lead further to evil, can lead further to chaos, can lead further to breaking up of homes, it can lead further to so much evil and harm. People lose their chastity, they lose their honor, respect, starts all from the gaze. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not allow him that gaze and shifts his head away of Hazrat Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu on that occasion to show to us how important and significant it is to maintain this veil and the parda between the two sexes. And here we find open engagement. People are sitting in one gathering, males and females, etc. And the function that is taking place, the whole irony of the situation is this, something else when the people are sitting at a soccer match, etc., and they're carrying out, behaving in this manner, that is not an occasion of deen, or not an occasion where the name of Islam has been propagated. But here, in the name of an Islamic marriage conference, we find this is taking place. Videoing is taking place. Music is taking place. And we find people start talking evil about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Mubarak family, about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is the last straw. This is going to the last straw where people not only violate the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now we find that they are trampling on the basic beliefs of a mu'min. The basic beliefs of a mu'min is this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the choicest of the creation. He is mothers, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, declared the mothers of the mu'mineen by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Their wives are your mothers. And how does a person respect and honor his mother? How does he have feeling and love for his mother? What concern does he have for his mother? This is how we should have for the azwaj mutahharat, the mothers of the ummah, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we said open mockery takes place with them. Mockery takes place with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say they are guiding stars. Whomsoever will follow them, he will be guided. And here we find in this century people openly mocking the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people that are the greatest benefactors of humanity after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because look at their lives. Study the lives of the companions. What they did to look after this Islam, to understand Islam, to propagate Islam, to teach Islam, to protect Islam, something that you cannot even fathom. They had made their wives orphans, they had left their homes, etc. They had made great sacrifices just to safeguard this deen. These are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why it is mentioned, خَيْرُ أُمَّةِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best of the ummah are the people in my time. Then those people that come there after them. There is nobody in the entire ummah that can go close to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reach the stage of the lowest sahabi radiallahu anhu. And here we find openly people mocking at the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. People are talking ill of the sahaba. We know the Shias do it in the name of Shiism, and that also is totally rejected. But here we find people, Muslims, doing it in the name of Islam, the name of Islamic functions, these are taking place. So we should remember that the Shariat is the Shariat and the Sunnah, this is the basis of guidance. And al-haqqu yu'rafu bil-rijal, al-haqqu al-rijalu yu'rafu bil-haq, wa la yu'rafu al-haqqu bil-rijal. It's not people through which we come to know the haq. We come to know the haq through the Quran and the Sunnah. And the people that are haq, they are come to know if they follow the Shariat and Sharia. So that is why I mentioned the criteria or the standard of acceptance and rejecting of any occasion is not the name, is not the label that is given there, but it's the activities that take place there. If they conform to the Sharia, acceptable. If they do not conform to the Sharia, they are rejected. Then we also understand today, we see this social media has become so powerful that in a moment, what we're saying here can be heard in the next part of the world. What a person is doing here can be even visibly seen in other parts of the world. Then what happens here, everything comes to the fore. Before somebody did something somewhere, we heard about it. Maybe it reached us, maybe it didn't reach us. This is the press of the button that reaches from one corner of the world to the other corner of the world. What is the vital thing? What is the reaction? What is my reaction to that which has taken place? It has taken place in Germany, for example. An action that does not conform to the Sunnah and the Sharia has taken place in Germany. I disassociate myself with it completely. I am not part and parcel of it. Or it taken place right in front of my eyes. Something that does not conform to the Sunnah and Sharia, I disassociate myself, I'm not part and parcel of it. But if it takes place in one corner of the world, and we sanction that, we accept that, and we also are pleased with that, then we are part and parcel of that action that has taken place. We have not rejected it. Why? We have accepted it. We have accepted it by virtue of our iman. It comes to haq, we are supposed to accept it. And by virtue of your imam, when it comes to batil, we're supposed to reject it. There can be no neutral position, either this is haqq or is batil. Conforms to the Sharia, does not conform to the Sharia. Does not conform to the Sharia, not accepted by us. And as I mentioned, we should make this a general rule. How do we know what conforms to the Sharia? Go to the rightly guided ulama of our choice and ask them to guide us. Ask them to tell us and lead us. Why? We find some people of learned people also sometimes fall astray, sometimes make a mistake, sometimes do things that's contrary to the Sharia. So now it has become so crucial that we have to be very, very meticulous when it comes to occasions that we hear around us and functions that we hear around us, especially when we hear the name Islamic or Sharia compliant, etc. We should go to the rightly guided ulama and ask them to guide us and tell us what is the right way. And the Sharia is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيَةِ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ فَلَا تَتَّبِعَهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَ أَحْوَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have made you upon a Sharia. We have made you upon a divine system. فَاتَّبِعَهَا, and follow that Sharia. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a lesson for who? For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا تَتَّبِ أَهْوَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do not follow the wishes and desires, fancy of those people that do not have any knowledge. Today we find people that claim a lot of knowledge, people in the name of modernism, people in the name of false batil ideologies, coming to the fore in the name of Islam, serving Islam, having an Islamic function, etc. These are the people that claim these things, but we should follow, do not follow those people. وَلَا تَتْبِ أَهْوَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّهُمْ لَيُغْنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala sums it up here that these people will be of no avail to you when you go against the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala by following them. But they are supporters of each other. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ. They are supporters of each other. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the threat and supporter of those people that have piety and hold up the Sharia and Sunnah at all times. So it is a time for us to be vigilant when it comes to the occasions around us, not just to look at the titles, Islamic and Muslim function, etc., and go headlong and fall into sin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and guide the Ummah, especially when it comes to Aqeedah, believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believing in the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mockery of these things takes a person out of the fold of Islam. Mockery of the deen takes a person out of the fold of Islam. So we should be very, very carefully. We may not be 100% abiding, law-abiding citizens, Muslim citizens, but we should not mock at any part of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mocking at great personalities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wife, and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Sahaba Kiram. This is not acceptable from any mu'min, under any circumstances, and takes a person out of the deen of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us upon the sirat al-mustaqim. May we save ourselves. These are great fitnas. These are great fitnas and trials and challenges and tribulations that are facing the ummah now. When we find day in and day out, such occasions are taking place where people are talking against the akabir of deen, talking against the a'imma al-mujtahideen, talking against the sahaba-i-kiram, talking against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. What part of deen thereafter is left? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. On one hand, we have all such institutions of learning. On the other hand, we have such great amount of jahalat and ignorance that these functions are taking place in the name of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and towards the right path, and keep us upon the right path, and keep us upon the aqidah of the Ahl-e-Sunnah till our last day. Wa akhiru da'wana.